I'm coming to you from Provence in the south of France today, which is très excitant. I can use my bad French. I'm walking around the Sunday market in Salernes, a beautiful town of about 4,000 people in the Var in Provence. It's a region of pretty little villages, lots of caves which have been inhabited over the centuries. This town, Salernes, is known particularly for its terracotta tile production. So you'll see terracotta tiles in a traditional hexagonal shape, but yeah, other shapes as well in houses and commercial buildings around the place. And yeah, a lot of them are made here in Salernes. So the market is in the centre of town. It's early spring. There's been some welcome rain yesterday, but it's holding off today. And this central square is surrounded by plane trees, which are yet to come into leaf. But it's a really gorgeous setting. So I'm walking past some fruit and veg shops, a guy who is making salmon sushi and California rolls, which is great to see. There's a little bit of clothing. I've just purchased a rabbit from the rabbit lady, who also had some beautiful Brussels sprouts, so we'll be cooking those up later. There's a florist and there's lots of cafes. So a lot of people are sitting down with some coffee, a lot of noisette, which is like a piccolo, nice and strong. Definitely spotting some glasses of wine and beer, which why not 10:30 on a Sunday morning. One thing that is really remarkable about these French markets and indeed French food shopping in general is it's so much cheaper than Australia. So my friends just went into the artisan boulangerie to buy some supplies. So two loaves of bread, a baguette and another nice big breadstick, a couple of brioche, a couple of croissants, a couple of pain au chocolat, and two local cakes, a tarte au tropezienne, which is like a brioche sandwich with cream, and a tarte pignon with pine nuts. That whole bounty was 14 euros, so $22 or $23. And it's just remarable. I think I reckon I'd be paying $60 for something like that from an artisan baker in Melbourne. So I don't know, it's good. Roast chicken stalls are a bit of a feature of these town markets. So there's a gorgeous rotisserie chicken going with four gleaming dripping rows of chooks. There's potatoes underneath that are being basted in chicken fat, absolutely delicious. We bought one of those yesterday and had it for lunch, and then turned the bones into a stock, which was so much flavor, these beautiful roasted chooks. The chicken that I bought yesterday was from the Auvergne, so it's like a farmer chicken, free range, really, really plump. And what I noticed particularly was the leg bones were so long. It felt like the leg bones were as long as my forearm. It really seemed like it was a chicken that was, you know, living its life, running around. It was remarkable. The flesh was really juicy, dark, really full flavoured. So now I'm in front of an olive stall. It's got, I reckon, a dozen different types of olives, including some that I haven't seen in Australia. Picholine is one, a beautiful medium-sized firm green olive. It's really delicious. Also lupin, little fresh fava beans that are really nice to have as a snack. There's an open air cheese stall, so it's just amazing to see these beautiful cheeses, Tom de Chèvre, a Comté, in the open air, and some saucisson. We saw this same vendor yesterday at a market in Oops, another nearby town. It was absolutely freezing yesterday, so we shivered as we bought our Comté and saucisson. But it was a beautiful Corsican sausage. Really, really plump and juicy, although also so firm, gleaming and glossy with lots of pepper. It was fantastic. There's also a paella stall. So I suppose saffron is grown around here as well. We went and bought a truffle yesterday, and the same farmer cultivated saffron, although he's had a bit of trouble with pests this year. But yeah, saffron is always such a pernickety crop. And I love the stall that I'm in front of now. It's sausages and pate croute, salade de museau, which I wasn't sure what museau meant, but it means a muzzle. So I assume it's some kind of pork snout preparation. It looks... Bonjour.
Guten Tag.
Bonjour, guten Tag. Je suis australienne. Je fais un podcast maintenant.
Ah oui.
Non, c'est bon.
Vous parlez allemand? Pourquoi vous parlez allemand?
Un petit allemand. Plus de français et l'anglais.
Et vous? Je ne parle pas anglais.
Ah oui, mais vous...
Si, on le sort, c'est tout. Ou alors, good morning.
OK, good morning. À tout à l'heure. Very friendly locals. There's so many beautiful sausages here, some of which I know, like a beautiful boudin, like a blood sausage, a tripe à la Provençale, a really nice pressed, looks like it's got a lot of paprika in it, a sort of pressed tripe. Yeah, lots of beautiful sausage, jambon, which is ham, tête de cochon, beautiful pig. Everything just looks really tasty. The veggies look good, so I suppose, you know, coming out of winter, produce is starting to spring. Still a lot of... what is there? There's beautiful leeks, lovely cabbages, lots of potatoes, and radishes, which you just see everywhere. I also love the citrus. So not all of that is local, but we have seen oranges and mandarins around. It's just a gorgeous scene. I really love France, and I love shopping for food in France. I'm so lucky to be staying with my friends Claire and Alex and doing lots of cooking. Thanks for hanging out with me in Salerne, and I will catch you soon. A tout à l'heure! So I'm back from the market to the beautiful house in Villacroze where we're staying for a few nights. And gotta say, unwrapping the rabbit was a little bit confronting because everything was there. So the organs, the liver, the kidneys, the heart, it was all inside the body of the animal. But I saw that in the market and I could get my head around that, but so to speak, because when I further unwrapped the rabbit, the whole head was there, including the eyeballs, which were regarding me with some dismay. Anyway, I think that's fine. I think, you know, if you're eating animals, you really need to confront the reality of what it is that you're doing. An animal comes as a whole, and I think, yeah, the meat eaters should deal with the whole. So I'm good with that. But I'm not an experienced rabbit cook. So butchering the rabbit was something I felt my way through. I checked out some rabbit recipes. Most of them seemed to suggest breaking the rabbit into four pieces. So I did that. I got the organs out first. It was pretty easy to take out the kidneys, the liver, and the heart when I got up that high. Just snipping the membranes around those organs with the point of a sharp knife. So I've got those in a bowl and I'll sizzle them up in some butter, and they can be a little adjunct to our rabbit stew that I'm making. Cutting the rabbit into four pieces was... not too bad. Needed to find my way around the structure of the rabbit, but I got there and I'm pretty happy with the four pieces. I've seared those off in a pan in some olive oil just to brown them, and now I am sauteing. Now I'm sauteing shallots, garlic, carrots, yellow or orange and purple carrots. They're very beautiful. I'll cook those up I'll return the rabbit to the pan shortly, add some wine and some of the chicken stock that was made with yesterday's poulet rôti. It has so much beautiful flavour. It's so rich. that beautiful chicken that was roasted on rotisserie at the market. It's good to eat once and fantastic to get a second go at it with this beautiful stock. What can I say? Like, cooking is a pleasure for me, but cooking local produce sourced at a market from, local providors it's really connected. It's really beautiful. I got to use my schoolgirl French at the market to buy mon lapin, and now I get to cook it up and drink it with some vin. So, let's check in once rabbit is on the table. Well, I'm sitting at the table with a bit of a feast, and a feast has been something of a theme my time in Provence. Lapin au vin rosé avec carotte, peut-être we can call it. So let's taste it. It's really white meat. I've got the front leg and the front thigh, I guess the forearm, the hefty shoulder of the rabbit. The meat is really quite white. And I've got to say, it's pretty good. it was braised, brought up to temperature on the oven and then put in, on the stove and then put in the oven for about an hour. Most of that time uncovered, and then the rabbit taken out, the sauce strained and reduced. And it's really delicious. I'm really excited that I bought a whole rabbit, butchered it, not quite expertly, but effectively, and cooked it up for my beautiful friends, Claire and Alex, here with my boyfriend, Rob, and we're enjoying a beautiful meal in France. How is it, everybody?
Delicious. So
succulent.
Good.
Thanks for hanging with me in France. A bientôt. Dirty Linen, and I'm Danny Ballant. We air the issues that the hospitality industry finds hard to talk about, hearing from different people with unique perspectives. We want to hear from you as well. If you have something that needs to be said about a topic, get in touch so we can include your perspective. Contact us at dirtylinen@deepintheweeds.com.au or hit us up on Insta @dirtylinenpodcast. We can't wait to hear from you. Yes.